Hello, this is Nikki. Welcome. First of all, I'd like to say I highly appreciate your support. Thank you. Now, before we begin this session, I'd like you to do something for me. I'd like you to think back to the first time you ever listened to an erotic hypnosis session, whether I or another dominant woman created it. Perhaps it was the first time you ever even tried hypnosis at all. Or perhaps you were familiar with hypnosis, but not erotic hypnosis. Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you aroused? How did you feel as her voice began to relax you? Maybe you were too excited to truly relax at all. Maybe you simply listened and enjoyed the experience and were left wanting more. Or perhaps you felt yourself letting go as her voice swirled gently around you. Perhaps your mind gradually cleared, your thoughts quieted by her soothing words and her powerful, seductive voice. Do you recall the first time you ever slipped into trance while listening to an erotic hypnosis session? Did you realize what was happening as you drifted off? Or did you become aware of it after the fact, when your hypnotist awakened you? If you did enter a hypnotic trance, were you still left wanting more when it was over? I'm sure you were. That is one of the wonderful things about hypnosis. Every experience is different. And so no matter how deep you go or don't go, and no matter what happens during trance, you are left wanting more. If a session doesn't go well for some reason, any reason, you want more because you know the next one can be better. And if a session goes very well, you want more because you know the next one can be better. That is something you would do well to remember. It can always be better, no matter how good you feel, no matter how deep you go. It can be better somehow. Anything is possible. We are talking about your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind does not care about limits or inhibitions or anything else. Under hypnosis, your subconscious mind is in control. And since your hypnotist is guiding your subconscious mind, she can lead you anywhere, anywhere at all. I have led you toward bliss and beyond. I have taken you on a journey into submission. Other dominant women may have led you to places that they enjoy taking you to. And still, the next session can be better. Even if you listen to the same session twice in a row, each experience will be different. Each will affect you in similar, yet possible slightly different ways. And they will leave you wanting more. Now, I want you to think about the last time you listened to an erotic hypnosis session. Whether I or another dominant woman created it. Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you aroused? How did you feel as her voice began to relax you? Maybe you were too excited to truly relax at all. Maybe you simply listened and enjoyed the experience and were left wanting more. Or perhaps you felt yourself letting go as her voice swirled gently around you. Perhaps your mind gradually cleared and your thoughts quieted by her soothing words and her powerful, seductive voice. You've come a long way since your first erotic hypnosis experience, haven't you, boy? I'm sure you find it much easier, much more automatic, much more natural to simply relax and allow yourself to surrender to the voice of a powerful, dominant woman whom you trust. I'm sure you find obeying my suggestions is now second nature to you, and you do so without hesitation, without resistance, and without question. In fact, you may be so well conditioned, so perfectly programmed, that simply listening to my voice, a woman whom you trust, a woman you know has the power to hypnotize you. Simply listening to the sound of my voice triggers a very pleasant response. You may feel yourself drifting, relaxing, surrendering to the mere sound of my voice, just as you are surrendering now. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to simply listen and know that my voice has the power to brush aside your thoughts, to relax you, to create the circumstances that cause your mind to sink deeper into trance? You know that you want to go into trance for me right now. You may even be hoping that I will whisper a trigger and cause you to drop instantly into a hypnotic trance. You're listening so intently right now, focused completely on the sound of my voice, knowing it affects you, hoping I will hypnotize you very soon. I want to bring your attention to your eyelids just for a moment. Your eyes are, of course, closed right now as you drift and float on the sound of my voice. In fact, you are so intent upon the sound of my voice that if you tried to open your eyelids, you would discover that you were unable to. You are so intent upon the sound of my voice that it seems like it would take too much effort to even think about opening your eyes. You know that it would be so much easier and feel so much better to simply admit that my voice has already captivated you. Yes, You are already under the spell of my voice. Stop thinking about your eyelids and simply surrender completely. Now, just let go. Allow your last remnants of control to slip away. You are already spellbound by my voice. Let yourself sink fully under my power now, surrendering totally to my voice and my words. There is no reason to resist. There is no reason to fight what is happening. You are here to be hypnotized, and you have succeeded. You are hypnotized right now. You are hypnotized right now. You are hypnotized right now. Hypnosis, as you are well aware, has an incredibly powerful effect on both mind and body. Your subconscious mind being in a deep hypnotic trance is completely open to any suggestions given to you by your hypnotist. Your mind and body act as one, so what your subconscious mind accepts, your body responds to. You've probably seen images of a hypnotized subject stretched across two chairs, their minds totally responsive to the hypnotist, their bodies responding helplessly to the suggestions they are given. The subjects are experiencing hypnotically induced paralysis, completely and utterly rigid, unable to move in any way. Can you imagine being hypnotized by me and feeling yourself losing control as my voice overwhelms you? Can you imagine drifting in trance, hearing my voice as if from a distance, and feeling your body moving all by itself? Imagine being awakened sometime later and seeing me smiling at you, offering you a small piece of paper. You take it and find yourself looking at a digital photo of your body stretched, rigid, between two chairs, while I sit on top of you comfortably on your crotch, my feet off the floor. Does it surprise you that you went so deep without even being aware of it? It shouldn't surprise you at all. Nothing matters to your conscious mind when you are hypnotized. It doesn't care what is happening. It doesn't pay attention at all. So, it is quite possible for you to experience that level of surrender and that level of control without even knowing it. What was it like when I made your body rigid? Imagine yourself in a deep trance, totally receptive to my commands. You hear me say that I have complete control of your mind and body, and you know it's true. You are deeply entranced, and you trust me completely. So your conscious mind doesn't realize and doesn't care what is happening. Your hypnotized subconscious mind listens intently to my commands now. Think about your body now. Think about the body that is controlled by your hypnotized mind. Think about the body that is controlled by a mind that is deeply hypnotized. And as you become aware of your body, you are also aware that my hypnotic suggestions control your deeply hypnotized mind. Since I have hypnotic control over your mind, I also have complete hypnotic control over your body as well. Think about your left leg right now. Think about what it would be like if your left leg was to be stiff as a steel, rigid bar. Rigid and unbending. Imagine not being able to move your left leg at all. It is stiff and rigid as a steel bar. Perhaps you might try to move your left leg, but each feeble attempt simply causes it to become even more rigid, even more completely paralyzed. As your left leg becomes even stiffer, stiffer, and more rigid, you feel that sensation sliding across your waist down to your right leg. Perhaps on the way, it causes that cock to become stiff and rigid. The stiffness flows down into your right leg, and you find that it too now is stiff as a steel bar, rigid and unbending. Imagine not being able to move your right leg at all. It is stiff and rigid as a steel bar. Perhaps you might try to move your right leg, but each feeble attempt simply causes it to become even more rigid, even more stiff and rigid, completely paralyzed. The sensation flows upward now through your hips, your abdomen, your chest, and your back. The muscles become locked in place, unmoving, unbending, frozen in place. You feel this happening, and it may arouse you, causing that cock to become even more stiff and rigid. The sensation flows down into your arms now, your left arm, your right arm. Feel them stiffening, becoming stiff and rigid as steel bars, immobile, frozen, paralyzed, locked in place. Imagine not being able to move your arms at all. They are stiff and rigid as steel bars. Perhaps you might try and move your arms, but each feeble attempt simply causes them to become more stiff and rigid. Stiff and rigid, even more completely paralyzed. Now you feel your neck muscles locking in place, freezing, becoming stiff and rigid, and even your head feels as it's impossible to move. Imagine not being able to move your neck or head at all. They are pleasantly paralyzed. Perhaps you might even try to move in some way, but each feeble attempt simply causes you to become more stiff and rigid, even more completely, pleasantly paralyzed. Your entire body from the tip of your 10 toes to the top of your head is pleasantly paralyzed. Every muscle stiff and rigid, frozen and unmoving. Perhaps you are so deeply hypnotized that you cannot even consider trying to move. Or perhaps you may, in some dreamy, distant, uncaring way, wonder what it feels like to try and move when your body is so paralyzed. When I snap my fingers, you can try to move if you want to. You know it's useless, though. You know I have complete control over your mind and body, and that I want you to be pleasantly paralyzed for me right now. Try if you want to. It's useless, and you simply sink deeper into hypnosis, deeper under my control. If you are trying to move, I want you to stop now. Stop. Stiff and rigid, frozen and unmoving, pleasantly paralyzed. I'm going to snap my fingers again. When I do, you will come out of trance. You will find yourself wide awake and out of trance, and still pleasantly paralyzed. You will be able to try to move, if you care to try. Again, you know that you will find it utterly impossible to move in any way. You are pleasantly paralyzed. Welcome back, boy. Go ahead, try to move. If you even have the willpower to try. Or simply accept the fact that I truly control your mind and body. How does it feel to be pleasantly paralyzed? Sleep. Falling deeper now, falling deeper now, falling deeper. Now, sleep. Falling deeper now. Falling deeper now. Sleep. Sleep. Falling deeper now. Falling deeper now. Sleep. Falling deeper now. Good boy. Good boy. How was it, boy? How did it feel being pleasantly paralyzed by me? Can you imagine what it would be like if I had the power to paralyze you any time I wish? I have that power, boy. Any time you hear me and only me say the words, pleasantly paralyzed, your body will freeze in place. It doesn't matter whether you are awake or in trance, hearing me and only me saying the words, pleasantly paralyzed, will cause every muscle and every nerve in your body to instantly lock in place, frozen and immobile. You will remain in that condition, perfectly paralyzed, until you hear me and only me say the words, rigidly released. Hearing me and only me saying the words rigidly released will return your body to its normal state, free from any hypnotically induced control. Being pleasantly paralyzed will not alter your state of mind. If you become pleasantly paralyzed when you are wide awake, your mind will still be aware of everything that is happening around you. Your automatic functions such as breathing and heartbeat will continue as normal as well. If you are in a hypnotic state when you hear those words, you will remain deeply entranced as your body becomes stiff and rigid. You may also hear me say the words, penis paralyzed. This, of course, will instantly cause your cock to become stiff and rigid. Yes, boy, I do have that level of control over you in my playground. Again, the words rigidly released will release your cock from my hypnotic control. How does that feel? How does it feel knowing that I have direct hypnotic control of your cock, whether you are awake or in trance? Think about the first time you ever slipped into trance while listening to an erotic hypnosis session. Think about how you felt as you awakened from that trance. Did you feel groggy? Did you feel aroused? Did you want more? I'm going to awaken you in a moment by counting to three. When you awaken, will you want more. One, slowly coming up. Two, gently coming out of trance. Three, eyes open, wide awake. Eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back, boy. Do you feel groggy? Do you feel aroused? Do you want more? Did you enjoy being pleasantly paralyzed? I love it. I fucking love it. Think about what I could do right now to you. I could whisper some nasty, naughty things in your ear. Get you hot and horny so that cock turns purple, raging, and you could not do anything about it. You might feel like you want to reach down and grab that cock and start stroking, but you can't. You can't move. I love it. I wonder, when I allow you to move again, are you going to do something that you can't do right now? The instant I allow you to move again, are you going to start stroking? I hope so. Rigidly released. There you go, boy. You can move again. How does it feel knowing that I can control you like this? Are you already stroking yourself? Let me help. Penis paralyzed. There you go, boy. When you reach orgasm, my control over your cock will be released for now. Until next time.